Good afternoon. High pressure will continue to dominate the weather across interior New York and New England, keeping us dry through the remainder of the day and into the evening hours. However, high and mid-level clouds continue to stream in from the south and west, so only limited sunshine for the rest of the day. Still, temperatures should continue to climb into the lower and mid-30s across the northern sections of New York and New England, while southern sections, let's say south of I-90, will reach the middle and upper 30s for daytime highs. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken after dark tonight, but it will remain dry through midnight as lows drop back into the 20s. Some light and scattered snow showers will begin to arrive late tonight and before sunrise on Saturday. Accumulations will be minimal and mainly across the mountainous areas where a dusting is possible by the time the sun comes up on Saturday, as a storm system begins to approach from the mid-Atlantic coast. That storm system, though, will track well to the east of Long Island and Cape Cod as we get into the weekend. Upper-level energy, however, will dive through the Great Lakes and pivot through our region across the weekend. As a result, skies will remain mostly cloudy for the day on Saturday and into Sunday, and we run the risk of a few passing snow showers, especially across the higher terrain, maybe some sprinkles or rain showers in the valleys, and again, accumulations minimal, at best a dusting up to an inch across parts of the higher terrain. High temperatures both weekend days will be in the upper 30s. A ridge of high pressure will build in to start next week with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be mild with highs reaching into the mid-40s. It'll stay mild into Tuesday as a wave of low pressure approaches with a chance of a few rain showers, highs in the lower to mid-40s. Another wave of low pressure will arrive on Wednesday, this one with more moisture associated with it. At the same time, some cold air will flow in from the north, so we run the risk of not only rain, but mixed precipitation and snow across the northern half of New York and New England on Wednesday afternoon, with temperatures ranging from the upper 20s to lower 40s. Snow showers are possible on the backside of the system Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, after a break in the precipitation, the northwest will be in for another wave of moisture arriving from the Pacific today. Rain is expected to become heavy across much of the Olympic Peninsula ahead of an energetic front. The moisture will quickly penetrate farther inland, leading to mountain snow through much of the northern Rockies. Meanwhile, the active Pacific jet stream will push the next wave of moisture toward the Pacific Northwest before the region has a chance to dry out. This low pressure system is associated with a wave of moisture will appear to be more energetic than the previous one, as it'll drag another strong cold front through the region on Saturday. Moderate to heavy snow can be expected over the northern Cascades, and periods of moderate to heavy rain will continue in the valleys and coastal areas. The potential exists for more than 5 inches of rain over parts of the Olympic Peninsula and a couple of feet of snow in the higher elevations of the northern Cascades through the beginning of the weekend. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 40s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 58 set in 1913, and the record low 26 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning at 7:11 a.m. Sunset this evening 5:06 p.m. 9 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers late tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs near 40. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. mostly cloudy with a few snow showers late tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers late tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers late tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy, a few rain and snow showers, upper 30s, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-40s on Monday, a chance of rain showers in the 40s on Tuesday, mixed precipitation on Wednesday in the 30s and lower 40s, and snow showers on Thursday with highs in the 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.